It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
So, according to the Denver Broncos, Trevor Siemian is scheduled to be ready to go and available for OTAs. Now, there's been other reports out there that say it may not be that thing, and certainly anybody who's a free agent, John Elway will look at. But I will tell you that they expect Siemian to be there for the first day of OTAs. They expect him to the Broncos. Darren Copeland with you, by the way, here with Big Fuzz. Big Fuzz!
Hello. I know what they, okay, so I know what it's saying, that they want them there by OTAs. I just don't think he's going
to
be ready.
Well, maybe you don't think, and there are plenty of people out there that agree with you, but I'm just telling you, the Broncos fully expect him to be out there. I think he's going to be out there.
He'll be there, but I don't think he's going to be throwing the ball around.
Listen, the Broncos, frankly, for what the Broncos really need is they don't need Tony Romo. They really need to spend money on an offensive line.
I agree.
I get all of Romo's skills. I get it. But it's just, he's injury prone, and we say the same thing about Siemian.
He's fragile.
And he costs a lot more than Siemian.
Yes, he does.
And at some point, you want your more athletic backup to get it, but I think he will at some point. I think he'll probably, this is going to be an offense that's going to be suited to him. So
to who?
Paxton Lynch, yes. Yeah. But also to Siemian, because you have to remember something, and people forget this, is that he basically spent a year and a half under Manning. So basically had not as much as Brock, but had a year of Manning masterclass.
Yeah, but more importantly than that, and I people have been like, oh, well, it's so embarrassing that our first round pick couldn't beat out Siemian. I'm like, no, actually it's not. I would have expected Siemian to play better. He was a year already in the league. Plus, he'd already spent time in that offensive system, which, as we all know, Kubiak's system is not an easy system to master. It takes time, especially if you're a rookie coming in. It's a lot of stuff being thrown at you. I think our offense is going to be much easier to operate this year. I do believe that Paxton ought to be the starter, not Siemian. And we had this discussion off air. I think a big addition, something that hurt us last year, was the loss of
Janovich.
The loss of that fullback really hurt, and the fact that Kubiak just didn't seem willing to go jumbo as much as he should have. You know,
yeah.
We have tight ends who can't catch anyway. You might as well use them for blocking. All right. But I blame that on Dennison. I never thought Dennison was a great offensive coordinator, and I'm so glad that Mike McCoy is back. He's a much better offensive coordinator, and I think it will show in the offense. If our offense can even improve by 10% this year, Denver wins 10 or 11 games.
Well, I think they do more than that. I think with the defense that they have coming back and even a functional offense, I mean, this is why most Bronco fans are so excited. Plus, we have to go with karma, which says that, you know, for the last 5 years, it's either been the Pats or the Broncos who've been in the Super Bowl, and so now it's the Broncos' turn. So,
it is the Broncos' turn. And years after the Patriots have won or been in a Super Bowl, the Broncos generally tend to go to the Super Bowl. In 85, Patriots got crushed by the Bears. Broncos go the next year. In 95 or 96, Patriots go get crushed by Green Bay. Broncos go the next year. Of course, we have 2010 or 2011. Broncos go the next year, lose to Seattle. Patriots go win. Broncos go win. So, I mean, you know, this is Denver's year this year. As long as we get a good run stuffer up the middle, that's what we need that more than anything.
A good run stuffer up the middle.
They
need to spend money on the offensive and defensive lines for those sort of guys. But, you know, when you talk about quarterbacks, When Trevor Siemian went off to his 4-0 start, okay, before he got hurt against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
He had not thrown an interception. Do you recall?
No, and you said that he played great, and I said he played adequately.
Okay, so I will give you adequately. So in his first game as a starter,
mm-hmm.
18 of 26, 178 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. C.J. Anderson, 20 for 92. Janovich, 1 for 28 in a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Wasn't awful.
Wasn't awful.
It was decent. It was a solid performance.
Held on the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Against the Indianapolis Colts, 22 of 33 for 266, no TDs, but nothing else. I mean, come on, again.
Listen, I'm not arguing.
You're handing off the ball. You're handing off the ball. He's getting the thing.
But that was Kubiak's offense, man.
Okay,
that
at Cincinnati, four TDs.
That was his best game of the year. And I really thought Denver was going to lose to Cincinnati.
23 of 35 for 312 yards and four TDs.
He showed up and balled out, man. He did.
Yep.
Before you read another stat, though, I want you to tell the listeners what you told me about a guy who currently is working out with the New York Mets.
Well, and I've said this before that the ship has already sailed, and I certainly don't want to start this whole.
No. I just find it interesting.
Well, the perfect quarterback for the perfect quarterback for the what's his head?
For Kubiak.
Yeah.
For the Kubiak offense.
Yeah, for the Kubiak offense is Tim Tebow, because what you're expecting the quarterback to do in the Kubiak offense is you're expecting him to either make the quick pass, look for the pass out here, or bootleg it around, maybe look for the sprint right option there. But if you're a more physical quarterback, and something that Shanahan did was actually rolled out Cutler for some reason on the option, but you have that ability to have him run and make plays, and if you think back to that playoff game that the Broncos lost a couple years ago, where Manning had an opportunity to run for the first down and just didn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Well, if you had Tim Tebow in there, now listen, we know that he doesn't throw, but he throws better off the option where he doesn't have a whole lot of looks.
Doesn't have to do a lot of reads.
And the one thing that he has as good as anybody whoever played the quarterback position, Tim Tebow I'm talking about, is the will to win combined with game management.
Hey.
So he is a guy who is very rarely going to turn the ball over. He may not get first downs, but he's always going to matriculate the ball down the field somehow. And it may not always be pretty, but he's going to do it.
Listen, he could not have been a worse – it could not have been a worse offense last year under Tebow than it was under Simeon.
It
would have been better.
Listen, it would have been so much better under Tebow last year.
We could have run the ball probably a lot more.
Well, yes, because you would have had to account for Tebow running the ball.
Absolutely.
You have to. So if you don't have to account for Tebow, if you don't have to account for the quarterback running the ball, then you don't. Then you can put
freeze
someone else.
Up a guy.
Well, you frees up a guy to actually rush, because that's your rusher. But if you're having your rushers, so your outside guys, think Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, instead of them rushing, they're now having to contain outside, which, you know, gives the guy more time to pass.
I find it amusing. You've kind of danced around. I think the statement that you made to me over a beer was,
I'm not trying to dance around anything.
The Broncos would have won the Super Bowl last year if Tim Tebow had been their quarterback.
I firmly believe the Broncos would have. I firmly believe.
I just wanted to get that on record.
I firmly believe. Darren Copeland of the Darren Copeland Experience.
You can't even.
You're
not getting out of it by pretending not to be able to speak.
I'm really trying to. I'm trying hard. Do solemnly swear.
Uh-huh.
That I did say over beers.
Mm-hmm.
That I believe that if Tim Tebow indeed were the quarterback last year of the Denver football Broncos, the Broncos would have been back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
That is a hot take, my friend. That is a mighty big statement. That takes some big ones to say that. I mean, and I loved Tebow when he was here, but whoo, that's a statement that is like.
And people would be screaming the whole time, because he wouldn't be throwing 50 touchdowns.
Don't need.
He'd probably have 10.
Yeah.
C.J. Anderson probably would. I mean, they could have probably run the wishbone. Just had Janovich on one side and have C.J. Anderson on the other. Just have Janovich there, and then on either side of him have C.J. Anderson and whoever was second, whoever they are. And then,
yeah. Could you imagine the Broncos coming out with Tim Tebow at quarterback, lining up in that old Oklahoma or Nebraska veer offense, wishbone, and just running it down people's throats? Because, I mean, the wishbone, doesn't put your quarterback in trouble very often unless he, you know, takes a direct hit. But it is a smash-mouth football style that is hard to stop, and I bet you pro teams would take a while to figure it out.
And the most important thing about it?
What?
God still would have been on our side.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.